Friend to Friend, Wilford's Prayer, from an interview with Elder Wilford W. Anderson of the 70 by Tina Dean. Be led by the Holy Spirit, Alma chapter 13, verse 28. As a young boy, I visited Colonia Dublan, Mexico, with my family. We stayed with my aunt and uncle in the house where my mom lived as a little girl. It was a great adventure for a little boy from Arizona. We caught fireflies at night and bought watermelon frozen treats from the Palita man, who sold them from his cart. One night, while playing hide-and-seek with my cousins, I hid in an old shed. No one found me, and when I finally came out, it was dark. I couldn't find my way back home. I couldn't speak Spanish to ask for help, and I was very frightened. My parents had taught me to pray. I knelt down by a tree and asked Heavenly Father to help me somehow find my family. Then I decided to knock on a door in hopes of finding someone who could help. After passing several houses that seemed uninviting, I finally found the courage to knock on a door. The elderly woman who opened the door seemed surprised to see a little light-haired boy all alone on her front porch. She said something to me that I couldn't understand. Then I felt an impression to simply tell her my name. I looked up at her and said, "Wilford." Her response surprised me. She knelt down, threw her arms around me, kissed my head, and said, "Wilfo, Wilfo." That's how Spanish speakers say Wilford. Many years before, she had known my grandfather, whom she loved and respected. His name was also Wilford. She knew right where to take me. She took my hand and walked with me back to my aunt and uncle's house, where my parents were waiting. I am grateful to my grandfather for leaving a good name for me to live up to. It is important to live a worthy life so that our children and grandchildren after us will be blessed by how we honor our name. I know that Heavenly Father hears and answers our prayers. He especially loves little children. When you pray, He always listens and blesses. End of Friend to Friend, Wilford's Prayer, from an interview with Elder Wilford W. Anderson of the 70 by Tina Dean.